Environment, down the drain. Activity 2. Not many of us think of storm drains. Some cities do not even have storm drains. What do storm drains and clean water have in common? The water you drink is a combination of surface water and groundwater. Surface water includes rivers, lakes, and reservoirs. This water may find its way to the lake you swim or boat in, or where you go fishing. It is also the water that fish, frogs, and birds, to name a few, rely on for their lives. See and feel what is going down the drain or down your street. And it isn't pretty. Materials. Storm drain container. What's going down the drain picture? Back describes role of storm drains in your community. Story card props. Non-toxic color tablet. Plastic leaves and twigs. Plastic bottle. Rubber scat replica. 4 story cards. Discover. 1. Look at the picture of the storm drain. Have you ever seen one of these before? Have you seen one in your neighborhood? What do you think is the purpose of a storm drain? Does your community have storm drains? 2. Using the props, ask family members if they belong in our water. Ask why. Place all props on the table. Note, a story card in this activity may be culturally inappropriate to some, as it talks about pet waste, i.e. dog poop. Removal of this story card will not affect the level of fun and information learned. All other stories are appropriate. 3. Explain to everyone that the clear tub will be the storm drain. Add 2 inches of water to the small storm drain tub, saying, "It's raining outside." 4. One at a time, have each person pick a story card and read it out loud. When they finish their story, have them add their prop into the clear tub. Note, if there are more family members than scenario cards, allow 2 family members to read the story. Have them introduce each story. One should read the story out loud, and the other person can add the matching prop into the storm drain tub when the story is finished. 5. Observe what happens. The rainwater has carried all of the things from the stories down the storm drains. The water from the storm drains travels from the street into our rivers and lakes. Decide. 1. Would you like for this water to be mixed in with the water that you drink? Would you like to swim in this water? 2. What are your thoughts about the problems in these stories? Decide. Continued. 3. Do you or do you know someone who has done something similar to one of the stories? 4. Do you think people in the stories know they are harming their water and the environment? Act. 1. What are ways we can keep our street gutters and storm drains clean? Some suggestions you can make in your neighborhood. 2. Adopt a storm drain. Keep litter, pet wastes, leaves, and debris out of street gutters and storm drains. These outlets drain directly to lakes, streams, rivers, and wetlands. Apply lawn and garden chemicals sparingly and according to directions. Dispose of used oil, antifreeze, paints, and other household chemicals properly, not in storm sewers or drains. If your community does not already have a program for collecting household hazardous wastes, ask your local government to establish one. Clean up spilled brake fluid, oil, grease, and antifreeze. Do not hose them into the street where they can eventually reach local streams and lakes. 3. Clean up after your pets. Credit. This activity was adapted from the Penn State Department of Ecosystem Science and Management, ecosystems.psu.edu/youth.